You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. Visit westernsouthern.com.
Baseball present, baseball past. Gonna share a few stories, gonna have a few laughs on the Jim Day, podcast.
Here we are again. It is the Jim Day podcast. Thanks for checking us out here, wherever you are. Thank you. We would ask you to subscribe, spread the word, and even rate this bad boy, because we've got, we're in millions of downloads now. I know that sounds crazy, but it's millions of downloads here because of people like my guest today, as we welcome him back to the podcast. And he was a popular figure on his episodes previous. That would be Kyle Farmer. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again. It's a real honor to be part of the millions of followers.
I said millions of downloads. It's like the same people over and over. However, let's look at it that way.
It's a lot of downloads.
Millions and millions of people out there. Thank you very much.
Would you rather have millions or none?
Well, when we started this thing, it was none.
Really?
But we've built it up, yes, because of people like you.
Well, I'm just honored to be on here.
Yeah. Everyone... You know, when they bring up Kyle Farmer, people say, funny dude, funny guy, great teammate. How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel good, but I love being a good person, but at one point I want to be a good baseball player. And I want someone to say, hey, he's a great ball player. And
hold on now. People have said that, too.
No,
I
for
left
sure.
that out.
No, that's
they've
for
They've called
sure.
you a ball player. Sorry to interrupt, but they've called you a ball player, which is the ultimate compliment.
It is the ultimate compliment. But I take a lot of pride in being a good person, and I think that's what at the end of the day, I think that's the most important thing.
Now, a lot has changed since the last time we talked. One, we're doing this face to face, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The
no mask.
Yeah. No pandemic.
Yeah.
And you are a father now.
Yeah, I am. The real McCoy. He's getting bigger. He's 8 months.
Which is a great name, McCoy.
It is a great name. It's a football name, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess Colt McCoy. I think McCoy, you just think of like a badass football player. And but
is that what you want him to be?
No, I don't care what he does. I think as long as he has fun and whatever he does, he could be a jump rope star. He could be a football star. He could be a tennis star. I don't care. As long as he's happy, and I'll support anything he does.
He's a lovable kid. I'm sure that all babies cry, but I haven't seen it yet, and I've been around him several times.
You know, I have yet to see him, and the honest truth is to shed a tear down his eye.
Really?
And, my wife is very tough. I'm considered very tough. I consider myself tough, but all the credit goes to my wife. I've been on the road forever, and
the schedule's been crazy.
Crazy schedule, and she's in here. She's in Cincinnati by herself, working at the Children's Hospital here, and finishing up her clinical. She's a nurse. She's getting her degree in nurse practitioner at Vanderbilt, and while raising a child alone while I'm on the road. So she's done a great job, and it's been hard on her, but she's grinding through it and she's doing a good job.
Now, when I first saw pictures of him in the off season, I believe, I had texted you back and I said, tell your wife I'm sorry. He looks just like Kyle. But
it ain't that bad.
I'm kidding, of course. But since then, most people say that he looks like her, right?
Yeah, we get mixed things. Like, I think the top half, like the eyes and the nose are me. And
the eyes are definitely you.
Yeah, he's got the squint in the right eye when he smiles like I do. But he's got my wife's dimples.
Yeah.
My cheeks are too fat to have dimples. But I don't know. It goes back and forth. He looks like Courtney's dad a little bit, but then he looks like my dad too. So yeah. It's kind of, I guess it depends on what side of the crib he wakes up on that morning.
Now, how are you as a dad? Are you changing diapers? You doing all that? Are you?
I do change diapers. I feed him in the morning whenever I'm able to. I try and spend as much time as possible around him while I'm here. That includes changing diapers, wiping butts, feeding bottles, changing them, putting them on clothes. I've actually, you know, there's some days where Courtney comes out and says, why did you put them in that? And the other day she's like, wow, good choice. Nice. So cause I can't really dress myself, so it's kind of hard to dress him, but I'm trying to be the best dad I can.
That is very nice. Very nice. He speaks for a living. Very nice.
Yeah, I try. My dad was a good dad, and I'm trying to be the same.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you guys done?
I don't think so. I think we want to have like two more maybe. I'd like to have two more.
But two more.
It's up to her. She's really busy in school right now, and I mean, I can't imagine having two right now. So we want to spend as much time with McCoy as possible, and so show him all the love and spoil him to death.
If he is an athlete or whatever he does,
McCoy Farmer under center, 5-step drop back. He sees it. Touchdown.
Yes. I love it.
He gives a fist pump going down the 50 to the 40 to the 30 to the 20. McCoy James end zone. Sick.
Well, you got some time to practice because we're going to be colleagues one day. You know this.
I know that. You'll be my first call when I'm head of Fox Sports.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, you're going to be an announcer.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm the head announcer for Fox Sports.
Wow. I don't work for Fox Sports anymore.
Well, I mean, we can make that happen. Who knows? That's in like 20.
I'll be really old by
then. There might be robot announcers by 2040.
You know, that's true. There'll be robot umpires. There might be robot players.
I don't doubt it. They might be paying them more.
Well, the way that you guys, they're positioning you defensively, you're sort of like robots.
Yeah, talk about like that Springer, that double I had, or supposed to be a double in Toronto. Springer came out of nowhere, and I saw where he started. He started in right center on that ball.
Yeah.
But, I will gladly hire you one day.
Nice.
Yeah, count on it.
Very nice. Likewise, I don't know if I will head up anything because I'm just holding on for dear life. I mean, I host a lowly podcast and I do sideline reports. I'm kind of like the one of those Swiss Army knives. I kind of do everything.
You're like the utility of
whatever
announcers.
They need. Yeah, whatever they need. I could be calling the game one day. I could be doing sidelines. I could be pre and post. YouTube shows, podcasts, whatever they want. It's just to stay employed. That is my number one goal and only goal. Everything else falls underneath it.
I wake up every morning and say the same thing.
When I ask teammates, though, it's like emphatic, man. They almost get mad about it. They're like, no, Farmer's our shortstop.
Right.
You ask them about anyone else. No.
Yeah.
No. Farmer's our shortstop. It's not like they don't like Barrero. He seems to be a great kid, very talented.
Yeah,
very. He's probably going to be here this season at some point. But the guys in that clubhouse, no. Kyle's a shortstop.
Well, it takes a lot more than just talent to play shortstop. It takes a leader, it takes a vocal leader, and it takes someone who is very quiet under pressure and doesn't let anything get to them because everybody's watching you and watching what you do and how you handle stuff. And when I was going through that 0 for 34 stretch, when I hit that home run, you could tell that everybody was happy for me. And that meant a lot to me because I had their support, and having teammate support is everything.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have their support, then you have nothing. And I take it as the biggest compliment. But that my teammates want me at shortstop, and I think that's the most important thing. Is if your teammates want you to play, then you're going to play.
That home run was one very cool because I'm down, you know, in the camera well, or sometimes in the tunnel, and I'm privy to things that other people don't see. India, I told this story on TV, it's been written about, but India's in the batting cage, he's hitting, and you hit the home run, and he sprinted, I mean, he almost ran me up, he was in the tunnel, he almost ran me over, and this is what he said, yeah, Jim Day, as he's running by. And he met you at the top of the steps, and people were wondering, like, why he's injured. Why does he have batting gloves on? That's right. Why he had batting gloves on, folks, because he was in the hitting cage hitting because it's boring when you're on the injured list.
Yes.
How special was that he met you at the top?
I thought it was incredible because he doesn't normally do that. He's kind of a low-key, quiet guy, and
I think very low key.
Yeah. I mean, he's a ball player. He knows what it is. He knows what's going on, and he knows the relief that comes with it. And me and him have a good relationship. I was fortunate enough to spend all year with him at up the middle last year, and I learned a lot from him, and I think he learned a lot from me. And we have the same mentality, the tough mentality. You know, we'll fight through injuries and fight to play every day. And so he knew, I think he knew how that made me feel.
Right.
And I would have done the same thing for him.
Yeah.
But John's a special guy. There's not too many superstars in the game that have his personality, and which is the personality of someone who doesn't think they're a superstar. Like they know it, but they don't show it.
Right.
And that's John. John is just an all-around good dude, and the Reds are going to watch him play for a long time.
Well, even in Toronto, he's up on the rail. I don't know. He's screaming at you.
Yeah.
That shot we had on TV, he's screaming at you.
Cleveland. He couldn't go to Toronto.
Oh, that's right.
He couldn't
Cleveland.
Go to Toronto.
You're right.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Cleveland, they all bleed together. Man, this travel schedule has been
unbelievable. That road trip was brutal.
Was that not a brutal road
Pittsburgh
trip?
Pittsburgh felt like it was
anything.
2 months ago.
I'm exhausted.
No, golly, you have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, John, he just loves baseball. He loves winning, and anytime a guy gets a big hit, he's like that. And I guess I was in that situation again.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to spring training. And by the way, you're going to see a portion of this on a YouTube show that's coming to YouTube very, very soon. I asked you to be a correspondent on the show. I said, "Will you accept this rose?" And you did, and kissed the camera.
And I'll do it again. I had to get above the Mendoza line.
It was a budding bromance. But you were in the cage, India's hitting, and we were talking about his hair, and you were saying that he needs a sponsorship, right?
Yeah, and I think he does have – I think he was – I don't know. He said something – I said a Head and Shoulders at the time, and then someone brought it up the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, I've been thinking about it." And I was like, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. You need a cut, right? Because you were
– Time out a second. This was – I need to be on that Instagram post with you. If you're going to get a little Head and Shoulders, I want a Herbal Essence one for him. Cause I love the smell of Herbal Essence shampoo. But I can just see him in the shower, just like head up, just the hair, and just like waving it in the air, slow motion. If you guys can see that with the water dripping down from like a Coke bottle on a hot summer night. And then he's like, "Herbal Essence, my shampoo of choice." And then he just like winks at the camera, and like the water dripping down his face, like I said, on a cold glass of Coca-Cola on a warm summer night. And I can see it right now, and I would love to be the producer of the commercial and at least get a cut for it.
You also said that you think that his hair should be insured.
It should be insured. It's a nice set of hair. My hair, I don't have enough. I'm losing my hair, so I can't insure mine. But he's got hair that should be insured. I mean, Troy Polamalu, I think, did it for the Steelers. They have the same kind of hair.
Yeah.
Like really, really dark hair, and it's long. And that's his – like if he cut his hair, to my length, I don't think he'd be the same John India. Probably still hit the ball, but we wouldn't look the same.
That commercial, that's beautiful that you've thought about that.
Don't make me sound creepy, but I have thought about it.
No, I don't think it's creepy at all. Listen, you got a lot of time to think on. You know, these trips are long. The travel's long.
Yeah, when
got
your
a
family
lot of time on your hands when you're not around family. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when your family's not around, you start thinking of some weird stuff, like a commercial for Jonathan India's hair with Herbal Essence.
I think it's Herbal Essence, is it not? Is that the
H silent?
I think it is.
Is it like herb?
I think it's Herbal Essence. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not an expert on this, but the Southern pronunciation could be
herbal.
Herbal.
Herbal Essence.
Man, that Herbal Essence.
Yeah, man, that stuff smells good, boy.
I love your impressions, by the way, which we'll get into. You got any new ones? What have we done before? Obviously, we've done Luke Bryan.
You know,
Cole Swindell.
It's Cole Swindell here. Cole, I'm sorry I'm doing your voice like this, but just it rocks. Hey, Cole.
He's coming here, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Cole, there's a backstory on Cole Swindell is when I made my debut in L.A., I got a hit, walk-off double against the Giants on Sunday Night Baseball. If no one ever saw it, you can YouTube it. And it's a great story. And Brad Paisley tweeted at me and said, like, because he's a big Dodger fan, and he said, you know, congrats on the rookie getting his first big league hit. And Cole Swindell did the same thing because he's from Georgia, but he's a Georgia Southern fan, which is kind of upsetting. And
I Kyle responded, Farmer, the Georgia Bulldog, in case you don't know.
Yeah.
National champs. Yeah, I knew you were going to see how it beat you to it. National champs in football.
Yeah, beat Bama. And so I responded to Brad Paisley, but I didn't respond to Swindell. And then Swindell replies underneath my reply to Paisley and says, wow, no response for me. And for some reason, he got my number and he texted me and congratulations. And so that was pretty cool. That was a pretty surreal
moment.
That's
awesome. Yeah. I knew the Paisley part. I didn't know the Swindell part.
Yeah. So, and then he said, if I ever need anything, let me know. And then I saw him in Atlanta. He loves Charlie Culberson, who is now with the Rangers.
Yeah.
They're good friends. So I saw him in Atlanta a couple of years ago as well. So that's cool.
Can you sing like Cole Swindell?
I can't sing like him. He's got a different tone. And I don't really memorize his songs like I do everybody else's. I don't know why.
But you could sing Luke Bryan's songs, right?
Yeah. Like, if I could make a living. No, wait, hold on.
Give me a second. Giving him a
zip. If I can make a living, walking in the woods. Oh, hold on. I don't know it. I lost it. But there was a Brad. I had to sing a song in Dodger camp. Brad Paisley's. No, it was Thomas Rhett's song. That was a good song. I had the guy play a guitar. I'm a dad now. I had to mature, so I have to be a role model now.
So you can't do Luke Bryan songs anymore?
You know, they got kind of they got kind of old for everybody on the team.
Really?
But we have new guys on the team. So I'm a bros going out.
I was going to say, got new victims.
But Drury, I can't see. That's one guy I can't figure out is Brandon Drury. He loves baseball. Either. He loves baseball. So if I go up to him and do like my Luke Bryan impression to him, he's probably like, what are you doing, man? Like, let's go hit homers.
Like, right. I've been trying to figure him out as well because I like try to, you know, get in there and, you know, have a little relationship a little bit, and there's not much going on.
He just stares at you.
He does stare at you.
Like, are you going to punch me or are you going to talk to
I'm
me?
I'm like, hey, Brandon, you got time for a couple questions? He'll look at me like he's an assassin, like, what are you going to ask me about?
Yeah. What, like, what do you mean? Like, I hit homers.
Baseball?
Yeah. I hit homers. Oh,
okay. We'll do it then.
You know, and I'm going off topic, but last night it was pretty cool. I call Aquino Pedro Serrano from Major League, and then he calls me Jake Taylor. And then Joey Votto leaned into a pitch yesterday, and I called him Roger Dorn. Hey, Dorn, this guy used to pitch you inside, right? Yeah, he did. Grab a bat, you're up. Lean into one.
He did lean into
he
that.
He leaned into it hard.
You could easily have called that.
So I was like, Jake Taylor, hurt back on the bench, Pedro Serrano, two homers, Roger Dorn leaning into a pitch for the Cincinnati Reds instead of the Cleveland Indians.
All right, now, I will edit this out if you don't want me to bring this up. And I didn't use this on the air. You guys had a Joe Boo in the clubhouse.
Oh, my gosh. I had a Joe Boo in my locker. I had candles lit in my locker. I had
like, this is an actual Joe Boo.
It's a Joe Boo, yeah. Yeah. And Pedro Serrano got it for me, a.k.a. Aquino. And
Aquino's the one that got it?
He got it, yeah.
That is perfect.
Yeah, he goes, Jake, don't drink Joe Boo's rum.
That's what he said. Aquino's.
Hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill. He goes, up your butt, Joe Boo. Let's not start a holy war here, Harris. Yeah, no, I had a Joe Boo.
Are you saying Jesus
Christ can't hit a curveball? Let's start. Ah, Jesus. I know him very well. I can name that. That movie's great. Charlie Sheen, what's up?
Hey, how about...
Legend.
Man, we're going off on tangents here.
But, I know. Let's keep going. Sorry.
No, that's fine. But when... you know, me and Charlie Sheen text all the time or not talk on the phone.
Nice name drop.
Well, you know, like name drop once in a while. But I didn't know that you were a big Major League fan. And when I told you this, and he loves you, by the way.
That's cool.
And when I showed you some text, you were fired up.
Yeah, that's amazing. Me and my buddy grew up watching Major League, and we call each other Rube Baker. I don't know why, but we just love Rube. And he's in my phone as Rube, and he calls me Rube. And that's one of my all-time favorite, I guess, sequels, baseball sequels. And you have Major League back to the minors with the Buzz.
Yeah.
Downtown Anderson. And it's really good. They did a great job on it. It's so realistic, too, which is kind of funny.
We're going to Sheen and I are going to call you one day.
I'd love a FaceTime. We probably need to go like Instagram Live with it or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's kind of hanging low publicly, but okay. We'll have to do some private call. That's going to happen one day.
I'm in. Hey, please
out
do.
Of the blue. Make sure you answer, by the way.
I will answer. If I see Jim Day FaceTime, I know what that is.
There you go. I'll never FaceTime you unless it's...
I know you won't be on your back porch shirtless drinking the vodka soda.
Now, speaking of shirtless.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that's more baseball magic than Kyle Farmer shirtless post-game dropping a daggummit. Which you did in Toronto.
That was a good one.
You've done the last few interviews shirtless.
What's old school.
What's the deal there?
You watch all these movies and you watch all these, the Replacements. The guys do interviews shirtless and old school baseball guys are doing it shirtless. I'm like, I'm going to bring it back. Why not? I mean, everybody's in here. You guys didn't see, but I wasn't wearing any pants either. I'm kidding.
It was a really uncomfortable interview. It was eyes up here. I was wearing pants. He was wearing pants.
And but I think it's funny. I think it's old school, and I think it's something you got to give people what they have never really seen.
And you dropped a daggummit.
I know that came out of that shed my roots. but that's another crazy story that Joey did. And I had daggummit. Gosh darn it. That's a redneck's last words. You know what a redneck's last words are before he dies? Hey, y'all want to see something cool? Watch this.
You said, people don't get upset out there. You consider yourself a redneck.
I am a redneck.
You are.
I'm a 100% born redneck, which is fine. I'm fully.
It's a badge of honor, right?
It is. It's hard to become one, but I was born one.
You can become one?
Yeah, you can.
Could I become one?
Sure, you have to.
Come on, I'm a nerd.
You got to get a farmer's tan. You got to wear a sweet chain. Got to wear a hat with a fish hook on it.
How about some jorts?
That's only for Florida Gator fans. They're the ones that wear the blue jean shorts.
Jonathan India, he's coming at you.
He's got a solid pair of blue jean shorts.
All right, we got off on so many tangents here. I have to circle back to a couple of them. The Joe Boo didn't work, though, did it? At the time?
No, it didn't. I put him in the top of my lockers, and I put him back on the bench.
I love that Aquino got you at the Joe Boo.
Well, he didn't get it for me. He had it for the team, but I just kind of stole it because I needed some energy.
Can I show the picture of Joe Boo on TV?
I didn't know you took a picture of it.
I took a picture.
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah, please do. I don't care. I don't care. It's all out the window now.
Because he calls you Jake Taylor, which is great.
Yeah. So in spring training,
why the Jake Taylor again?
Because I'm old, I guess, and he thinks I'm old. I think he thinks I'm like 40, maybe. But so he goes, Jake. So in spring training, all the rookies had to do a skit, and we did that skit with the Joe Boo and the Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball.
Really?
Scene. Yeah. And he did a good job. He did a good job, but he didn't win. But probably my fault.
So you call him Serrano.
Pedro Serrano.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And I'll be in the dugout. He'll be hitting. I said, let's go, Pedro. And they're like, everybody looks at me and they're like, that's kind of messed up. You're calling him Pedro. I was like, but no, it's Pedro Serrano from the movie. They're like, oh, okay, cool. All right, I got it. Whatever.
All right, we got more laughs coming up with Kyle Farmer after these messages from our fine sponsors.
Western and Southern is committed to helping make Cincinnati the best place to live, work, and play. That's why we're proud to sponsor the Strikeout Cancer Initiative. Every time a Cincinnati Reds pitcher strikes out a batter, Western and Southern makes a donation to the Barrett Cancer Center. We're all in this one together to beat cancer. Join Western and Southern in this mission to make our hometown better than ever. Western and Southern Financial Group, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Jim Day here. Nothing goes better with Reds baseball than Swift Meats. steak, tenderloin, back ribs.
Sounds like you agree. So let's gather around the grill this season to talk a little baseball and a lot of everything else. Ask for Swift Meats at your local grocer.
Good food, good moments. One great meal. Come together with Swift.
All right, we're back with Mr. Kyle Farmer. I want to go back to your impressions, because there is I don't know if you're willing to do this. I'm going to give it a shot. As Luke Bryan, see, the song Happy Birthday is not copyrighted. So if I sing songs on here, I might get in trouble. You have to pay for the rights to
really?
Them. Yeah, like, I don't know. The podcast thing may be a little different, but TV, we can't use popular music or even sing popular
music.
Are
you going to try and get me to sing Happy Birthday as Luke Bryan? Whose birthday is it?
Let's make one up. I don't know. Who's your first crush as a as a kid? Who you got?
It was Topanga on Boy Meets World.
There we go, Topanga.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let, we got.
I don't want to sing the whole thing.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sweet Topanga. Happy birthday to you. Oh, I hope Topanga hears that.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to try another one. This is... I have a theme song, by the way, for this podcast now.
Oh, gosh. And hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's not that. It's not that. But these are the words. Would Luke Bryan sing these words?
What's like the tone? Like baseball present, baseball past?
Well, there's three different versions. One is a rock and roll version. I could play it for you if you'd like. You want to hear the theme song?
No, I kind of want to make it my own.
All right. Yeah, you should make it your own, but make sure you go into that.
Why has Jim J podcast four times?
Because he keeps saying, on the Jim Day podcast.
That's like the song here at the stadium. Make some noise. Make noise. I feel like when you enter somewhere, I don't know whatever afterlife you believe in, but it's like, make some noise, make noise, make some noise, make noise. Come on.
All right, sing your own version of the
Luke Bryan.
Well, whoever you want.
Baseball present, baseball past. Share some stories and share some laughs. We're gonna have a blast. If you listen to the freaking Jim Day podcast, the Jim Day podcast, the Jim Day podcast, the Jim Day podcast, the Jim Day podcast. Thank you. That was pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Kyle thinks he's Luke Bryan.
Gosh, we should end it right there, but there's not a chance.
Right there. You got me for a while, yeah.
I've got so much to ask you about.
Keep coming. Sorry, I keep kicking you.
Because we brought up on the air, John Sadek had brought up about having, there's a mutual friend that Chris Welsh has lives in Nashville, that's a country music writer, writes pop, you know, songs.
Oh, really?
We're going to write a song and have you sing it. It's as somebody. So they got brought up on TV.
Really?
We have a lot of time to fill.
I can imagine.
Especially, you know, the 3-22 start. It was, you had some time to, you know.
That's a tough stretch.
It really was. It was tough.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, no words.
The schedule was
tough. It is what it is. And yeah. 3-22. I mean, just can't get four wins.
Yeah, that was something. Guys are playing better ball now.
So. You were playing better ball. We're having fun. I think it took a while. Like, we lost. All my best friends were gone. They left.
Yeah.
The band left, and they just had their lead singer here.
You?
Yes, Luke Bryan. And So it takes – so, like, for a team to win, you have to have a good clubhouse and you have to be familiar with people. Like, you have to, like, know each other and you play for each other. And we didn't know anybody. Like, we just – like, the whole – like, the team blew up. We got all these new players, and we had to get used to each other. And then, like, we went to Atlanta. We played great. And then, you know, you kind of come back here and it didn't really feel right. And then now we're starting to get along with each other. Everybody's starting – their personalities are starting to come out. We're a lot looser in the dugout. And people are starting to figure out, like Brandon Drury, like, we don't know what he's about, but we know what he's about because we don't know what he's about. Like, that's what he's about. It's like, we don't know. And then Matt Reynolds. When Matt Reynolds is at second, I'm at short. It's like an all SEC at the middle. And John was SEC too, but like we were in college at the same time. He was at Arkansas, right. I was at Georgia.
Yeah.
And you got Colin Moran. I call him Big Red. We call him sometimes call him the Sloth. He's just so funny. Like, he doesn't even try to be funny, but he's so funny.
Hold on, he's funny?
He's so funny. He is so funny. Like, he's
what, like, kind that, he's of like funny? That, hold like on, because I can't. I interview him and it's tough, man. It's like, okay, they so say, like, we go like 3 minutes. I'm like, I don't have 50 questions.
So
go 3 minutes. So he's like, a good dude.
He's awesome.
Yeah, no, he's a really good
guy.
I've
known Colin since I played with him in the Cape Cod League in college, and he's been the same guy ever since. And he's it's so dry.
Very.
Like, he'll come after BP and she walking in like, oh, your icon. He goes, I got the ass. I'm like, for what? He goes, shadows and BP. but it's so funny because, like, he's got his big beard and you can't really see his mouth moving. And, like, I got the ass. What's wrong? He goes, shadows, BP. Can't have it. I'm like, you know, it's the time of day. He was like, yeah, it just can't happen. I'm like, man, he's so funny. Like, he's great. He's a beaut.
I'm glad to hear that he's funny.
Oh, he's so funny, and he knows so much about baseball. Like the analytic side of baseball, he knows so much about.
Yeah,
which is cool. You got to have some of those guys.
Wow. What the? How about the rest of the team? Who go around the field here? Who else is funny? I know Aquino's really funny.
Aquino's funny. Almora's really funny.
Man, he glides in the outfield.
He's amazing in the outfield. It's beautiful. Seriously, it's fun to
like,
watch.
I went up to him. I go, listen, I've seen a lot of players, okay? I'm not just blowing smoke to blow smoke. But you're a pleasure to watch in the field because you glide and you're so natural. It's unbelievable.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
It really is.
He's really cool. I like him.
Sinzel's kind of like that, too.
Yeah, Sinzel glides. Sinzel's really fast. Mm-hmm. He gets good jumps on the balls, too. Yeah. Who else is funny? Naquin is a beaut. He is just so funny. Just, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Like, I really can't say his jokes on the air, but it's just really funny. It's really funny. You know what? Instead of a joke, I have a dad joke. Can I say a dad joke?
You got a dad joke?
Yeah, I have a few.
Okay.
It's kind of fun to do. Let me find it. I haven't written down.
Definitely take damage.
Here it is. I've started telling people about the benefits of dried grapes. It's all about raising awareness. There's another one. Hold on.
Wish I had a drum set in here.
I know. Hold on. Give me
I'm
a second.
To give you one here in a minute.
Hold on. Where is it? Oh, yeah. My wife wants me to blow air on her whenever she overheats, but honestly, I'm not a fan. Nailed it.
Well, you're a dad now, so you're going to – you got many, many years of practice for these dad jokes.
Yeah, I have good ones. Alan Zinter has the worst dad jokes I've ever heard.
Alan Zinter, hitting coach?
Yeah, I can't –
Who looks just majestic in his beard and his,
yeah, it's
his
just
hair.
The perfect amount of white and gray mixed together.
Is it not?
Yeah. He literally looks like a silver fox.
He does.
Yeah. And he's proud of it.
Yeah. Now, I've told this before. The first time that I saw him, it was when the hair was longer.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, I don't know if he just came out of
It was kind of weird.
Well, it was wind tunnel testing.
So he gelled back, too.
But the beard was longer.
Yeah.
And he came around the corner, and it was in Arizona, and it was like the sun was shining just right, and he looked like Moses coming off the mountain. Moses had the tablets, and all of a sudden he's gray. It was like, oh, Moses!
He came.
And
here.
It like took my breath away. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, this guy's carved out of granite.
But does he wear a hat in the dugout? I haven't noticed. I don't think he does.
No, come to think of it.
We'll check that tonight.
Yeah.
We'll
during that BP and stuff, no. He's got the...
Yeah, it's weird. He lets it ride. It's like my buddy Woody. He's coming into town. He doesn't wear a hat in the dugout when he's not pitching.
Come on.
Like, Woody, it's a freaking baseball game. Wear your cap, man. He's like, no, I like my hair. I'm like, no one else does. Wear your hat. Please.
All right, I want to go back to, in Toronto, we mentioned the shirtless thing. This is not why I'm asking the shirtless thing. I do not have a fascination with you shirtless, but I thought it was old school and great. But you said, boy, I have a bunch of Votto stories.
I do.
Here we are. I want some Votto stories. And we can start with the one that you said in the soundbite the other day, which he called his shot. Now, was this a true story?
Let
me get this mic in front of you.
110% true. It's happened
because he called
times.
A shot to Naquin in Toronto.
Yeah.
Naquin said he turned around homer.
Yeah.
And he homered.
Yeah. He did that. We were at home for that. And then I think we were in St. Louis. I think he was facing Wainwright or something. He was facing somebody. Might not have been St. Louis. He looks in the dugout and he goes, first pitch home run. Like
basketball,
everybody's like, not that time. It's a different time.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And I'm like, this is the first time I've seen him do it and / someone do it. And I was like, there's no way. No way. Nope. First pitch. See ya. I was like, get the freak out of here. No, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And
now when he does it, is he before he goes to the plate or he's in the box? Or
before he walks up to the batter's box. I guess he has like this feeling or something. God, I wish I had that feeling every time. Yeah. But it's incredible. But some more Votto stories.
He said, what's the one of his paycheck?
Oh, the paycheck. Yeah, so... We were facing a guy who was throwing, upper 90s, as everybody does now. I mean, 98, 95 is slow now, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
If you throw 95, you're out of baseball. It's got to be 98 or 100. And I think he struck out the at-bat before. He was hitting fourth, I was hitting fifth. And we're on the on-deck circle, and we're like tarring up our bats, getting the weights on. And he turns to me and says, if I don't hit this first pitch fastball out, you can have my paycheck, my 2-week paycheck. I'm like, do you want to shake on it? He was like, I don't shake on bets. I'm like, I mean, come on. Like, that means you're not, it's a true bet. He shook on it. And I was like, okay, here we go. I mean, I think everybody knows he makes a good chunk of change. And
be a big jack.
Yeah. And so I'm like, at the time I'm making, the minimum, which is a good amount as well. But not can't sniff his, and I wasn't rooting against him.
Yes, you were. Come on.
But I was like, I hope he just lines out or really hits one hard here. Maybe gets robbed, a home run robbed. Like so, it's like kind of like a cool thing to do. Yeah. Man, you were so close. But
yeah,
direct deposit my way, please. Just tell Gary to send it my way. Tell Castellini to send it my way. And sure enough, he hit it, and I went, golly, daggummit.
We got a daggummit.
I said, daggummit, he did it. And he, as soon as he hit it, he turned and winked at me, and I said, golly, that's amazing. And I met him at home plate, high-fived, and he was like, told you. And I was like, but honestly, if he would have struck out.
First pitch fastball.
Homer, see ya. Gone. Not, no doubter. And I mean, I was like, that's, I mean, what are we doing? Like, that's, if incredible. I called my shot, I'd pop it up to the catcher.
That's incredible.
It is. He's a special player.
He would have given you his check, dude.
No shot. He probably would have given me like a pair of tennis shoes. Thanks for taking the bet, but here's a pair of shoes. Give me your Tesla.
Well, you said that day on camera. I got a bunch of auto stories. We have time.
Yeah, there's some stories that I can't really share that are funny.
Oh, I knew.
Yeah, no, it's. God, there was. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so many that come to my mind that I just can't, like, because I know. What was the one that he said, like, snitches get stitches or something? Remember that?
Yeah.
I forgot what that was. So, like, I'm going to bite my tongue here and because I don't want to make that man mad. He's a strong dude.
He is a strong dude.
Yeah.
You know, if you punched him, I'm not sure it would hurt him. Because I think he could go into crazy mode.
He's like that. He's like that Terminator. Like he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. You hit him, and he just kind of looks like turns his head and looks, and then looks back. Like,
get to the chopper. Come with me if you want to live. Yeah, because he went nuts on an umpire one time.
Which time? Are you kidding me?
This is one where he's like
when he thought the mic was on the guy's belt. Remember when he was? I think I forgot where we were, but he thought the umpire was mic'd up. Yeah. And he was turning down like towards his belt. We were like, "What's he doing? Like, what's he doing?" He was like, "Thought he was mic'd up." Okay.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's why he was doing that.
You got to pull it up. It's on YouTube.
I think. Here we go. He's going to the
phone. Don't forget. Courtney just texted me. Don't forget the reservation. Kirk Casale's coming into town, Giants, and he wants to go to Soto on Thursday.
Ah.
And I'm trying to get a reservation at Soto.
Did he just go on the injured list?
Did he?
I thought he did. I thought I saw that.
Vandy guys, man.
Did he? But he. The Vandy guys. I used to love you guys going back and forth with Vandy guys.
I'm not going to say anything. Whatever. They beat our freaking tails in. So.
How'd you say you love that? The podcast we did with all you guys.
Yeah. That was a good one.
And Casale. Go back in the archives, folks. Check that one out. That was funny.
Yeah, go back.
There was some good
download
Vandy banter there.
I'm trying to find this video.
But he just texted you?
I think this is it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is it. This is the check swing. You got to remember.
Saving with customized car
insurance. Oh, we got to go through the ad.
What's
first.
Up with all these ads on?
You know, it's free service, so.
I want to know who sponsors your freaking podcast.
Are you kidding?
This is Charmin Soft.
Padres first batter of the game gets a single. Next batter shoots it down the line, sending the first batter
all the way broadcast.
Around to score.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
But it's pretty close. Says no, he went. Votto says I didn't go.
John Boy.
On that one. That's not even that brutal or harsh or anything. I don't think that's worthy of anyone being upset with Votto about to shut up or something. And Votto said, "Don't talk to me."
I love when DB gets into it with him on part two.
Yeah.
Says, don't have to say anything to him. Like you don't have to say anything to third base ump. And Votto says, "I'll say stuff to you then." He says, "Okay, you're out of here now. You're out." Now Votto says, "Well, now I'm going to talk right to you." He says, "Oh, okay. All right." And now the ump is trying to turn his back to Votto.
Hold on. Here it comes.
So Votto won't yell at him, but this whole thing started because Votto's back was turned to this ump and the ump yelled at him. So now it's like, but you're doing, you're making it, you're getting mad at him for doing the thing that you did. And now you had to say something, says Bell. You just had to say something. Now take
wait, no, maybe
this.
I was wrong.
The umpire has his radio on his back, which
shoot.
I think Votto thinks is goes to, think Votto thinks is see goes it? To New York City where the main
see?
Umpires are. I think
here it comes.
Eventually, Votto's going to get to his back and he's going to talk right into his ass and say something.
He did.
How did I never know that?
He went right to the microphone.
Just to describe what you're seeing here on YouTube is they showed the little, you have a little pack, a power pack, when you have a mic on the back of his belt. And Votto leaned down.
Thought it was mic'd up to New York, so he leaned down towards his belt area and started talking.
Hey, New York, you stink.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Paraphrasing, of course.
I was in the dugout. I said, what's he doing? Is he telling him he stinks?
In other words, yeah. Probably that's funny. Some other choice words.
So funny.
All right. I need to ask you about Granny. However, we'll do it after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On the Jim Day podcast.
All right, we're back. I can't. I know you got to go, but I cannot let you go without talking about Granny, because we've talked about Granny many times on the air, and she continues to message me, which I get a kick out of, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Because
you're lucky. You're one of few.
I am.
So it takes a lot to get a Granny DM.
Okay. She, what's the term? She slides in.
Granny slides in the gym's DMs.
That sounds so creepy.
really,
Southern Belle.
Yes.
Pistol.
Oh.
Firecracker.
I mean, the John Wayne of pistols.
She uses some choice language. She gets fired up. Very lovely lady. Met her. We message often. But we really do. She loves you to death, and she kind of, you know, she's.
What's going on with Kyle?
Hey, right, Kyle, hit the damn ball.
But this thing with this Larkin thing was cool, in which you were struggling.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you tell a story. Granny heard something, right?
So I was in my historic 0 for 34 slump, and we were playing. It was on Mother's Day, and I foul tipped a ball. It was a slider, and it broke the top of my bat. It shattered. It didn't shatter, but it split the wood. And Barry Larkin made a comment, which I'm very thankful he did, about my swing and how I was pulling off the ball. And I didn't know he said that until my grandmother, Granny. Granny watches every single game religiously, and she calls me. She texts me after the game. She says, "You need to talk to Barry about your swing." I said, and "That's the last thing you really want to hear, is like someone telling you about your swing, especially your grandmother." And I'm like, "Okay, Granny." At that point, anything would help. And
well, you took a shower a couple of times in your full uni and a beer.
I did a lot of stuff. I poured beer on my head. I drank a beer in the shower with my uniform on. I played in no sliders. I played with no socks. It's just, baseball players are really weird. Maybe I'm just with a weird one.
No, it's do what you do when you get in a slump.
Yep.
Heard many stories.
Yeah. And so I called Barry, and which very fortunate for him to pick up, because.
He loves you, by the way.
Yeah, no, he does. He's the most. He is so positive on the air, watching games and hearing the replays and stuff, which is amazing. All the guys are. All the guys at Bally Sports here are amazing. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, well, the ones in the booth are great, and the ones in the tunnel, yikes. And so I called Barry, and he told me, you know, I was pulling off a bit, and you need to stay on it. You need to drive the ball to right field. I was like, okay, great. Thank you. I mean, that's awesome. Thank you for telling me. And I asked him if he had ever gone through something like this, and he told me he did, but I don't think he did.
Not that long of a stretch, but he went through some stretches.
Yeah. I mean,
you play that long, you're going to go through
for
stretches.
Sure. Yeah, it's going to happen. And he was like, man, you're going to be fine. Like, everybody loves you. You're going to be great. Just keep grinding and keep going. And hearing a Hall of Famer say that, it takes a whole load off your back. And sure enough, that next night I was like, I'm hitting the ball to right field no matter what. Like, if Barry freaking Larkin says to hit the ball to right field, I'm going to hit the ball to right field. And so I did, and I hit the home run to right. And as I was rounding the bases, all I could think about was our conversation with Barry. And it was so cool because I looked up there and pointed at him, and he was clapping so loud. And then I get in the tunnel in the dugout and high five everybody. And I look back up at him, and he kind of gives me a fist bump. And
that gives me chills, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Even though I've lived it, I saw it live, but that gives me chills.
And it's really cool how, like, behind the scenes, no one really knows what baseball's about until, like, you do it. And then, like, that moment we had was me, like, just thanking him for taking the time and giving me the confidence to do what I did.
Granny takes the full credit, though.
She does. Yeah, she does. She does. She, you know, Kyle hit that home run for me. He was pointing to me.
Well, she's like messaging me, I told you so. Yeah. I told you so.
She's going to be here Friday.
Oh, you know,
the Giants.
I asked her if we could interview her, but I need your permission first.
Is it going to be live?
No, I said, Granny. No, Granny.
Because it'd be beep, beep,
exactly.
Beep, beep,
that's what I said. I go, can you do an interview without cussing? She said, yes, I can. Now, I don't know if it's possible. We'll see. But it will not be live. I don't think it's going to be live. I don't know if I want to test that FCC thing.
Because remember in Miami when we were doing it live, she was down there talking to people, the Miami fans and stuff, her damn big red shirt on, pointing it. She's getting in some guy's face and pointing at him. Golly. But everybody loves her. I love her to death. She is amazing, and she is a baseball rat.
She loves it. Yeah, she loves you, and, man, when you're struggling, she's struggling along with you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. But, no, I love it. We will – try to effort to interview Granny. Might even read some of the messages that she's given me if I can.
Ooh, that's on the late night version.
Yeah. But she takes, I thought, that's cool though, that she said, hey, call Barry Larkin because Barry Larkin was talking about your swing.
Yeah.
And then that happened. I mean, that's magic. That's the magic of baseball.
Not many grandmothers know who Barry Larkin is, they don't follow baseball, but Granny follows baseball and she knows exactly who that is.
Yeah.
I told you.
I was right. Yeah, you were, Granny. You were right.
We talk about Granny on the air all the time. She's getting some serious pub.
She is. She's going to get some FaceTime this weekend, I bet.
Yeah. No, we're going to interview her.
Good.
We're going to interview her and do it. Would you be willing to come over to the stands and do an interview with her?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes? This is your
100%. Yes. Right. I would do that in a heartbeat. That would be her dream.
Really?
Yes, you would make her life.
Really?
You really would.
Well, taking the picture with her was great.
But you put her on air? Oh, man, she is in.
And her and I have a good relationship.
Just be ready.
We have a good friendship going, me and Granny.
Yeah, it's a good social media relationship.
Oh, no, we have phone numbers now. She asked for the phone number, and
she's got my agent's phone number.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I gave up the digits, so now she texts me.
She's nuts.
We'll have to take another selfie with the whole family looking on.
Oh, she would love
Where
it.
Was that? That was in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took a selfie with Granny, and that was beautiful. All right, we're in doing this interview. It's happening this weekend. She's here Friday.
She's here Friday. They're coming in Thursday, but they'll be at the game Friday.
Friday, we need to do an interview.
Let's do it.
Me, you, and Granny. You
That'd
in?
Be perfect.
Perfect?
100%. I'm in. No
right,
doubt.
We're in. There you go. I'll tell us. Coming to a television near you. Kyle, thank you for the extra time and singing and
hold on just, 1 second.
Oh, what do you got? He's calling somebody. Uh-oh. We're FaceTiming somebody.
I'm calling Granny. FaceTime.
Yes.
I don't know if she's
Come on,
answer.
Granny, answer.
Hey.
There she is.
Hey, Granny. We're doing the Jim Day podcast right now. You're up, live Granny? On the Jim Day podcast.
Hey, Jim Day.
What's happening, Granny? How we doing?
Well, you know, I'm on my way by Rachel to Cincy, and are you going to rain me out the whole weekend?
No, I'll do rain dances for you because I need you here, and I need you here. I need you present. Now, we're going to do an interview, me, you, and Kyle. Are you in?
We're going to do an on-field interview, Granny.
I can handle that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think you could do an interview without cussing?
you hear me cuss? Okay, you don't bring up baseball. Yeah, you don't want to talk baseball, do you?
Well, you're going to be on the field at a baseball game doing an interview. So what are we going to talk about? The Golden Girls?
We're going to talk about my love of baseball.
That's right, Granny. We know you love baseball.
And you.
Uh-oh, they're in a bad area.
But look, I am so sorry about my buddy Overton. Gosh.
Oh,
Overton, the
Connor
pitcher.
Overton.
Yeah. All right, Granny. Well, we're gonna we got to cut this. This is a live podcast, so we're gonna cut you off, and I can't wait to see you.
All right, Bubba.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Now that was a treat.
She goes, "I'll be damned."
Is that what she said?
Yeah, driving chance. Yeah. See, if you get her going, she's like, "Sorry about Overton. Sorry about John. Like, I love them all."
All she knows that the whole team. She knows everything.
Everything.
The stuff that she messages me, it's like I feel.
She
so...
reads all these damn blogs too. That
oh,
like,
really?
Kyle, heard you're getting traded. I'm like, what? Granny, yeah, it's RedsCountry.com said something about it or something. It's a blog, Granny.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Everyone's been traded. They like to stir the pot.
Everyone's been traded 50 times. That was great. Impromptu Granny. All right. Guy Granny made her podcast debut, and she'll be on the TV this weekend. Looking forward to it. You are a treat, my friend.
I'm happy to do it. It's a lot of fun.
You are an absolute treat. Please, we need to do another one this year.
I usually try to
spread these out, but... Heck with it. You're such a good guest. We need to do it again.
I'd love to do it weekly.
What?
Yeah, I mean, a weekly Jim Day Farm Dog podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I'm totally in on that.
Shoot the smack with Jim Day and Farm Dog.
I said that at the beginning of this season, I need some correspondence. So, we'll have you on as much as I can get you.
I'd love to. We should.
Are you being serious? No,
I'd love to, yes.
Okay.
But I want to bring guys in so I can interview them, too.
Oh, my. That's gold.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, when are we doing this?
Let's do it. What's the next... You're on the road, aren't you?
I'm always on the road.
We should do something on the road.
Let's do it.
Do you bring your stuff on the road?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we got nothing to do on the road. So my family's not going on this next road trip. So
to Boston? Yeah, but that's a little bit of a...
They're not going to Boston.
Wow. But you have some stuff, the sightseeing to do.
Yeah, I'll just see some sights. But yeah, I mean, I don't do anything.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it. I got this little YouTube show, too. I'm going to be handing you the mic, by the way, on camera.
That's fine.
You want to do some interviews?
Well, yeah, I'm above the Mendoza line right now, so I can do on-camera stuff.
All right, think about who you want to interview in the next. Right, how about the next couple days?
I'm doing Brandon Drury. We got to figure out who he is.
Can we do that today or tomorrow?
Oh, not tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we'll offset a time.
Ah, beautiful. Coming to YouTube, it's called an Extra Basis, the show, by the way.
Can you imagine him on the YouTube, like, what are you guys doing? All right, Colin, I got the ass.
All right, that's coming to YouTube, and thanks for hanging out with us on the Jim Day podcast. Kyle Farmer, we're going to have a big dose of him coming up. This has been very enjoyable. In fact, my cheeks hurt. You know when you laugh so much, your cheeks hurt?
My stomach hurts.
They hurt right now. Thank you so much, my friend.
Glad to do it. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you on down the road on the Jim Day podcast. See ya.
See ya.
Baseball present. Baseball past. Gonna share a few stories. Gonna have.